Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you just run.
I couldn't run, Richie.
What's that, Santa? Why couldn't you run?
Because only the guilty run.
He promised me.
I can come pick you up. Just tell me where you are. Richie?
No. You can't pick me up. Not from this.
This program contains talk about criminal activity and may paint a not-so-flattering picture of one of your childhood heroes. It even includes a few cuss words and may not be appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Thanks for listening.
The following is a collect call from a person presumed nice until proven naughty.
Santa Claus.
An inmate at the Scriven County Correctional Facility.
Yep. You heard that right. Santa Claus. My name's Richie Buck. I'm a pest control technician, carpenter, sometimes wise man in my church Christmas program. And as unbelievable as it might sound, I'm here to save Christmas.
This is an Ear Cult production brought to you in association with Crawl Space Media. Santa may be a criminal. A continuing Yuletide investigation. This is the Elfth Day of Christmas. Unboxing Day. My mind was racing a mile a minute. Surely she was mistaken. Surely Santa hadn't left. And in that way, it was almost sadistic. He and I had an understanding. I was fighting for him, and all he had to do was wait until we got to trial. I mean, he even told me he didn't want to let me down. But in my gut, I knew. As hard as Detective Strong had been on me during this investigation, she wouldn't lie to me. Remember, she's about just the facts. Sometimes things just don't go your way, I guess. I probably was spoiled seeing everything starting to line up with Santa's innocence, but I'm still having a hard time believing it's true. Is he guilty? Is he actually gone? I'm gonna go see that asshole that started this whole thing. The SOB that locked him up. My cousin, Sheriff Bradley Dewberry. I wanted to take a moment to officially introduce something new you'll hear on this feed in the upcoming weeks and months that is outside of our standard format. It's called Smack Talk. That's S-M-A-C, Santa May Be a Criminal Talk. It's where I'll interview the voices and creators who've joined in on making this show what it is. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, sort of in the vein of a late night North Pole-esque talk show interview. You'll enjoy it. Stay subscribed because our new investigation into the Tooth Fairy is coming sooner than you think, and it actually is going to start off with a collaboration with our dear friend Pi Rational Writer with Stories from the In-Between. She actually just dropped a brand new story called In Them Trees, and a couple of voices you've heard on this show are actually narrating that. So toggle your elf over and give it a listen. Sheriff Dewberry, I need to see him right now. I don't think I've ever been so damn upset.
Hey! Calm down.
Calm down? Calm down?
Come on! Back here!
Sheriff Dewberry leads me back into the bowels of the Sheriff's Department.
Sit down.
How could y'all let him get away?
I said, sit down.
But how?
Ass in the chair.
I can't believe this.
You been drinking, Richie?
No.
Don't lie to me. I ain't have someone come in here and give you a breath test.
I looked down, nodded my head.
Jesus.
He looks like he feels truly sorry for me. Then I lean back in the chair and survey the room I'm in. I recognize it. The beige walls, the green chair, the cold atmosphere. Wait, what's going on here? Are you interrogating me?
Nothing's going on.
Sheriff Dewberry leans across the table and says to me in a whisper,
But I need you to tell me if you know where he is.
I ain't got no damn clue.
Richie.
Bradley.
Right now, I got my Sheriff Dewberry hat on.
Well, I got my Richie underwear on then, too. He sighs. I know he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, but I also don't care. This is his fault. If he hadn't arrested Santa in the first place, I'd be at the Termite Sure Night Mixer at the convention in a couple of hours.
We all know he would only speak to you and his attorney, and I can't put the squeeze on Rudolph because of attorney-client privilege. You owe this to me.
Owe it to you?
You know I've looked the other way while you had your fun with this thing. I even called Samantha off a couple times. She was damn near going to lock you up. But now, the shit's hit the fan, and it's painting these walls brown. You're my best chance to clean it up.
I don't know where he is. It was your job to keep him in jail.
Oh, so you want to blame me? Don't forget, you're the guy who's been going around town saying he's innocent. You're the guy who's been saying he's going to get out. And against all odds, he's out.
He was right, but it didn't do me any good to piss him off anymore and spend a night in jail myself. Look, I swear on whatever you want me to swear on, I don't know anything. Detective Strong called me this morning and told me what was going on, and that was the first I'd heard of it. If anything, I feel betrayed. He told me that only the guilty run. Do you think that means...
he's guilty? We've been trying to convince you of that this whole time.
As I was coming down off the adrenaline and the beer buzz, everything started to sort of set in. He played me. Played me for the fool I am. And I ain't ever felt so betrayed. I mean, it's almost like he wasn't real to begin with. Decades of my life wasted working hard to be on the nice list. Not kissing a girl till I was almost 20. Shrugging off invitations to cow tip, snipe hunt, and all sorts of other southern rites of passage. I tried to make people realize that being nice was cool. And the joke was on me the whole time. And what about Mom and Daddy? Christmas had been what kept the memories alive for me. Hell, I still bought them presents each and every year, put them under the tree every December. Then, after I cleaned up the bottle rockets from the front yard on January 2nd, I'd ride uptown and donate them to charity. But now? Now all that's destroyed. Sheriff Dewberry was talking, but I wasn't listening. In fact, I was plotting. Plotting to take all the information I'd learned over the last several months, hunt the jolly man down, and bring his ass back. But this time, bring him back for what he was. For what he is. A damn criminal. I need a bounty hunter.
Excuse me?
Uncle Terry's still doing that?
Plenty of law enforcement is going to be on this. I promise you. They'll be able to track down the most recognizable guy in the world.
He wasn't caught for hundreds of years. You think he'll be able to do it twice in 6 months?
Shit. You have a point.
I'll call Uncle Terry.
Nah, he's got a bad back.
Well, I'll figure something else out then. Can I go?
If you really don't know anything, yes.
I stood up and reached my hand out to him. I'll bring him back. You know, at the beginning of all this, I thought I was supposed to save Christmas. Today, I learned that's true. I just had no idea. I had to actually save it from Santa's claws.
I'm telling you, Richie, we'll handle it from here. You have my word.
His word. Words don't mean anything anymore. Okay, I'll be good. Sheriff Dewberry looks me in the eye. He can tell I've made up my mind. We shake hands and he gives me a nod. I know that means I have his blessing to bring this dog back. But before that, I have a couple of errands to run.
Hey, Richie, be nice.
I knew you'd be back here once you pop that ink cherry.
I told you earlier in our story that there were three things I ain't. I ain't a dress-up on Halloween guy, I ain't an F-word guy, and I ain't a tattoo guy. I broke the tattoo rule once already, and now I'm back here with Jenny, looking to be made whole again. I want it gone.
What?
The tattoo, erase it.
Oh, okay. Let me just get my tattoo eraser over here. Are you crazy? This isn't a ballpoint pen, Richie.
I want him off my arm.
I asked you the last time if you were sure you wanted this tattoo.
Well, I'm not anymore.
That's too bad.
Well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get rid of it?
You got a time machine? That'll do it.
Boy, do I wish I had a time machine. All right, then, shit. I want you to put underneath him in block letters, guilty. Looks like I'd be breaking the rule a second time.
Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack, Jenny. Do it.
You know, this isn't going to fix anything, right? We can alter the ink, we can draw a silly mustache on Santa here, but it's not going to fix what's going on inside you.
You want to do this or you want me to go across the street? Across the street was another strip mall with a tattoo shop. It was actually an offshoot of a new church called Red Letters Are Better. As I understand it, their born-again artists only use red ink. But for Santa, that ain't such an issue. Well?
Okay, Richie. Santa's guilty. Here we go.
Elstra, Elstra, hear all about it.
That's right. We've got news. Santa Maybe a Criminal is going to be hanging out at CrimeCon in fabulous Las Vegas, April 29th through May the 1st. Unless plans change, I'll only be there as an attendee, but I'll be pretty easy to spot. Let's just say it'll be like Christmas in April. Anyhow, I'll certainly swing by the meetups to try and collect more ears for the show. So say hi if you see me. But the sleigh isn't just stopping there. Then, I'll be doing Dallas as an exhibitor at True Crime Podcast Festival. That's from August 26th through the 28th. Swing by and see me to play the Naughty or Nice game, grab some swag, and just chat. Tickets are on sale now, so go and check out the website. It'll be in the show notes. Lastly, but certainly not least, I'm excited to exhibit once again at my hometown Crime Expo, the Savannah Crime Expo, which is September the 10th in beautiful, historic, and haunted hostess city of the South, Savannah, Georgia. If you're near, if you're far, please come out to see me and some of these other great podcasters like LA Not So Confidential, Mind Over Murder, Already Gone, and lots more. I can't wait to see you at any or all of these events, and thanks so much for making Season 1 so successful.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Richie, do we need to call an ambulance?
Richie!
Huh? At some point, as Jenny was inking me, I passed out. And as unluck would have it, it just so happened Detective Strong was in to get one of her tattoos updated.
You ruin everything.
Fancy meeting you here.
What are you doing?
I tried to tell him.
Santa, guilty. You know you could have avoided all of this if you'd just listened to us to begin with.
Sometimes as people, we put blinders on. Belief is a powerful, powerful thing. It's magic. And disbelief? Well, disbelief is just sad. You gotta get that tattoo right now, Detective?
Well, I have an appointment.
I had an idea. Something that would either make me feel a lot better about Santa, or make me feel lots worse. Jenny, can you close up shop for a little bit? I probably shouldn't be driving.
What are you thinking, Richie?
I'm thinking we should take a trip.
Yes.
No. Huh.
You on call?
Crime doesn't take a day off, so why should I?
Well, this relates to your Santa Claus case. Something you should see. She glares at me. Or, if you'd rather, you can go sell some ice cream.
Fine.
I knew that'd get her. Good. I just need to send a text message first. Yeah. I bring Detective Strong and Jenny out to that lazy river in Savannah, the one next to the cemetery. We make our way through rows of tombstones as crickets sing creepy songs for us.
Who's that?
There's a silhouette up ahead.
Don't worry.
Detective Strong pulls her sidearm.
Hey.
Easy. She's a friend. I guess she wasn't really a friend, more of a technical advisor, but Dr. Jesper.
Richie. Oh, good. You've brought a camera crew. And women. Very progressive of you. I didn't expect...
They aren't my camera crew.
Oh, they're pulling up the rear. All that gear, I guess.
I didn't bring one.
What? Twice. Twice you've done this to me.
I never said I'd be bringing a camera crew.
It is understood at this point, Richie. I can't believe this. I only have so many of these sashes left.
She was again, dressed in all black. A giraffe print sash-like belt encircled her waist. I'm guessing another Wild Queendom original. Sorry.
Let's just get on with it.
I love your belt.
Thank you. I love your hair.
Thank you.
Dr. Jesper, meet Jenny, my tattoo artist, and Detective Strong, my... Well, not exactly sure what I'd call you.
I have an idea of what I'd call you.
Wait, you have a tattoo?
Yes. I actually just got my second one tonight.
Actually, it was only a tiny little add-on.
The needle touched me for a second time. It was my second tattoo. Anyway, we're here.
That we are.
And why? Why are we here?
Because of that. I point to the glow in the distance at the altar shrine thingy that we'd visited before.
What is it?
Come on. I'll show you.
It's an altar. Richie and I were out here a couple of weeks ago.
And again, what is the reason we're out here now?
Can you just be patient, Detective? I move toward the box. It looks like it's been disturbed. In fact, the twine with the bells isn't even secured around it now. Someone else has been here. On the ground, I notice something. Detective Strong? Come look at this. She comes over, puts on some gloves, and picks the item up.
Jesus.
It's another glove.
Whoever's glove that is must have had four cold fingers.
Looks like he kept one warmed up.
Which one? You guessed it. A damn bird. Does it match the one from his cell?
It does.
Oh, I feel sick. The world was spinning, but I knew I had to look in the box. I reached down and took it in my hand. I could hear my heart beating in my ears. I could feel my blood coursing through my veins.
What's in it, Richie? What's in that box?
I carefully opened the lid and moved the mistletoe off the top.
What's in there?
I dug deep inside. And you know what I found? Nothing. That's right. Nothing. And that was important because of what was missing. That little Santa voodoo doll that was in there before was gone. And so was its little beard. It was all a lie.
Richie.
Detective Strong kneeled next to me. She put her hand on my shoulder. Not in a firm way, but in a way that suggested she might have actually cared. It was the first nice thing she actually did to me.
Papa Christmas.
What?
That's what I called him when I was a kid. That's what he wanted me to call him in the interrogation.
Papa Christmas. Can you give me a minute?
Sure.
Detective Strong stood up and backed away, joining Dr. Jesper and Jenny.
Is he gonna be okay?
I told him he should have brought a camera crew.
I don't know.
Looks like there's gonna be another tiny addition to that tattoo. Wanna bet?
I listen to the crickets, and the owls, and the partridges. I even swear I could hear sleigh bells in the distance. I thought about all the people that I've met along the way. Some of them would be overjoyed by this. Some of them, like me, would be devastated. I don't know who I am anymore. Up is down. Down is up. And what of the Easter Bunny? Or the Tooth Fairy? Were they up to no good as well? I close my eyes and realize we now live in a world where there may never be another Christmas. I'm sorry, Mom and Daddy. I tried.
Richie.
What is it, Detective?
You can call me Samantha.
Okay, then. What is it, Samantha?
Are you okay?
Fuck no. Next season on Santa May Be a Criminal. I visit a conference with thousands of other true crime fans and get some of their thoughts on Santa Claus. I also hire a bounty hunter who helps me scour the states and track the big man down. Plus, I make another trip to the North Pole and witness what may be the beginning of the end of Christmas. Season 1 of Santa May Be a Criminal was conceived on a zany text thread way into the hours of October 8th, 2020. By Head Elf, Jason Usry. Co-Executive Elves, Rebecca Sebastian, Shiloh Catanese, Scott Musgrove, and Michelle Kazuba. Special thanks to our new partners, Glassbox Media, who have come on to lend their wizardry to gather more ears for the show and overall enhance our brand. And thanks from the bottom of my heart to all the podcasters, voiceover artists, creators, and storytellers who have joined me on Season 1. Some of them you'll hear in Season 2, as well as a cadre of other elves whose voices we haven't yet got to play with. Stay subscribed for Smack Talk, where we'll get to interview all of them about their projects, thoughts on Santa Claus, and holiday memories, good and maybe even bad. And don't forget, we're about to take a look at another character from this universe, the Tooth Fairy. Is she up to no good, or is she getting a bum rap? Stay up to date and ensure your space on the nice list by leaving us a 5-star rating wherever your ears are right now. Then, go and rate us 5 stars everywhere else. Santa May Be a Criminal is an Ear Cult production presented in association with the Crawl Space Media Network. Music and sound effects licensed by paying through the nose to multiple royalty-free music and sound effects providers, not the least of which are Epidemic Sound, Motion Array, and Soundstripe. Additional musical contributions that slay by Captain Fat Hands. To check out the cast for this episode, as well as their other projects, visit the show notes and check out santamaybe.com. Until you hear from me again, remember, be nice.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save